Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 168 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show and a good few requests this week from Chris Osborne. So it's a bit of a takeover this week and glad to see it because I was struggling last week trying to, because didn't get listened to many records last week. So what have we got? We've got some Budgie, some Electro Hippies, Ozzy and Mind Wars. But to kick things off, here's the big announcement of the week. AC/DC, here's Guns for Hire.
We'll be right back.
AC/DC, so they're coming back. A long awaited return with a part of a band, and ticket price would make your eyes water. 175 quid or something for standing in a gold circle. Somebody's screaming for Thunderstruck and Highway from Hell from the off, probably an hour beforehand, gassed up and God knows what. No thank you. Still, DC have released many good records. That being one of my favourite, Flick of the Switch and Guns Were Higher from 1983 or thereabouts. Straight after that was Aerosmith. We'll Let the Music Do the Talking from the Dumb and Mirrors album. Great stuff, Aerosmith. Now, that's not one of their better records, but there's a few gems on it anyway. Right, into the requests. Groundhogs. Don't think I've ever played the Groundhogs before. Tony McPhee died not so long ago. Seen them once at Roadburn. Speaking to his wife, and she looked like sort of Angie from EastEnders. Kind of an odd lady, wearing a sort of all-in-one white jumpsuit with a big gold belt. But anyway, this is Sins of the Father from the album Solid.
Yeah. wishing I'm in heaven, but it is a hell. Sun is drying out my brain, that smile and connections are my pain. I'm going mad, I'm going mad, I'm going mad.
Session there. There's a band, the Scorpions, with I'm Going Mad from the Lonesome Crow album from about 72, 73 that was. Very different sounding band, very psychedelic, very weird. The whole album's very weird. Not one you would listen to very often, but it's, see, they're still touring off the side. They were stopping about 10 years ago. Still a good band live. That was another one from Chris as well. Marvellous stuff. And here's yet another request from him. This is Budgie with Guts from their debut album.
I'm running.
Look at the list there, and out of the first five tracks I've played, all have got dead members apart from the Scorpions. So there you go. And after Budgie, that was Bad Company with their anthem Bad Company, and it's a band that I never really liked back in the day, but what got me in them was it was an episode of The Simpsons when Ned Flanders had moved to this little town and he wasn't fitting in because of his moustache, and Bad Company was a sort of theme tune. That's what stopped maybe going buy one of their albums. So there you go. Right, last of the quest for a minute or two. This is Axis of Despair with Fordelos, which comes from the Contempt for Man. Don't think they've released many more albums, but this is serious stuff. Hold on to your hat for this one.
You
And straight after Axis of Despair, that was the Electro Hippies with Acid Rain from the Only Good Punk album, I think it's also on their debut as well. But another great band, haven't released anything. They split up in the early 90s, played in Donegal Street, the Front Page, tried to. The bouncers wouldn't let the kids in, so they carried all the gear up Donegal Street to the Jarrah's practice room with Carcass for a couple of pounds. Imagine that nowadays. So on to another request. Melvins with a track called Working the Ditch, which is from Tarantula Heart, which is their new album, I believe. Still on form, still keeping it reasonably heavy and not as weird as they usually are, so it's fairly straightforward, this one. So this is Working the Ditch. following the Melvins, that was Clutch with X-Ray Vision from the Psychic Warfare album. Last few Clutch albums I haven't really been that into. I don't know what's with them. I think they just got too samey and they're sort of settled into that sort of that groove now. Maybe getting into the way the Quo were great from 1970 to 77. Then just tailed off. I think that's where Clutch are maybe at now. But anyway, I seen this one online, the, you know, these albums versus albums things, and two came out around the same time, and I've got a very, very heavy link to them. Ozzy with The Ultimate Sin and Black Sabbath featuring Tony Iommi, Seventh Star. Two great records. First up is Secret Loser from The Ultimate Sin.
Losing my soul, couldn't keep their eye, I'm obsessed with feeding my disease.
Straight after Ozzy, that was the Black Sabbath track featuring Tony Iommi. Danger Zone from the Seven Star album. Now, those two albums, listen to death, so they did when they came out, love them. I've got the Seven Star on CD, cassette and vinyl, and Ultimate Cinema and vinyl and CD, and got it the day it came out, a signed copy from Making Tracks. But I would say the Black Sabbath one just edges it. I don't know why. But I just feel that one edges it nowadays. Probably if you hadn't asked me the question 30 years ago, I might have said Ultimate Sin, but there you go. That's my answer now. So the other big news this week was Slayer reforming for a handful of dates. Is Kerry King in? Is Kerry King out? No one knows. Now, if they brought Lombardo back and kept the 50-50 sort of original members and blow-ins, it'd be quite the punch in the face to Kerry King, I think, but I don't care. I hope they do a tour, because you can never have enough Slayer gigs under your belt. So this is one, the guys were in Saturday night for a few drinks, and this went on Scythe of Heaven. Here's one of the great ones of it, Ghosts of War.
See?
After Slayer, that was Mind Wars. You may have heard me banging on about Holy Terror's Mind War album, and this is Mike Alford's band who was in Holy Terror. Mind Wars, and they're knocking out good thrash albums, and they're coming to Europe later on in the year, which is good to see, but they look at the same in pretty obscure places. That was a track called Digital Dictatorship, which came from the Fourth Turning album. So thanks to Chris for all those requests. It makes my life out a wee bit easier, and I hope you've enjoyed them as well. And last weekend was quite the weekend with Crowbar and all. It was great. Great night's out. Seen a lot of people about I hadn't seen in a while. And I really enjoyed myself. So I'm going to finish off with a wee quiet one. A wee hard rock toad helper. Another big news this week. Mr. Bigger coming to Belfast for the first time. Is this their last tour as well? Everybody seems to be on the last tour. But they're a band I never particularly liked. I liked the odd song. But this is one I really did love. This one's called Just Take My Heart from the Lean Into It. So until next time, look after yourselves.
I don't have the need for it anymore.
myself, I know there's no turning back. Face to face, it's been an endless conversation.